Hello and welcome to the Monday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. I'm going to be here for the next 5 minutes, and thanks so much for stopping by. Today we're going to talk about what it means to be truly blessed. We're going to look at the gospel for today's daily mass, where Jesus basically gives the teaching known as the Beatitudes, a very famous teaching as part of a Sermon on the Mount. But it really changes the perception that we often have, that the world has, as to what it means to be truly blessed. You know, when we listen to Jesus and the words that he has to say, it doesn't mean having a lot of money. It doesn't mean having a lot of recognition. It doesn't mean having power. It means that oftentimes those who the world looks down on, the weak, the poor, those without recognition, they're the ones that are truly blessed. Again, it is not the message we get in the world, but as is usually the case with the message of Jesus, he's countercultural. He does this all the time. And we need to choose who we're going to listen to. Are we going to listen to the wisdom of the world? Or are we going to listen to the wisdom of Jesus Christ? I mean, I think it's a no-brainer as Christians, but it's tough sometimes because the world's a noisy place. There are a lot of voices competing with the voice of Jesus. And oftentimes, if we're not careful, those voices can drown him out. We want to be careful that that doesn't happen. So with that in mind, let's look at the gospel today from today's daily mass, Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Did you notice that with each of these blesseds that Jesus talks about, the reward, the ultimate reward, isn't received in this life? It comes in the next life. That's the tricky thing about living in this world, about the kingdom, the eternal kingdom of God. The ultimate reward, we're not going to experience it here on earth. We're going to get it in heaven. Now, the good news is, and look, it's a tough message because it's very easy with the distractions, with the pleasures of the world. It's very easy to lose sight of the fact that, well, I'm going to put off my reward. I'm going to put off my enjoyment and do things God's way because I believe in the long run I will receive my reward. That's not easy because we have a fallen human nature and we're going to go for what feels good, even if it involves sin. You know, that's the tricky thing. When you fight against sin with the help of God's grace, you're not doing it on your own, but when you fight against sin, you're doing it with the idea that, well, I'm going to give up some momentary pleasure for pleasure, an even greater pleasure that's going to last for a lifetime. That takes training, it takes discipline, it takes a whole lot of grace. So understand that if you are suffering in any way, maybe due to sickness, maybe due to poverty, maybe due to lack of recognition, know that God sees you. And even though you might not feel it, you are blessed. Because often being in those positions enables you to better connect with the Lord, grow closer to Him. Thank you so much for listening. Look forward to talking to you next time. Bye-bye.